Let's go talk to Susan. Hi, Susan. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling WGRR. Wonderful to have you here.
Good morning, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. Oh, we need a little advice here.
That's our job here.
We have purchased a home that I do believe has had some water problems due to the fact that we have some steps that have sunk.
Okay.
And we've had different people come in here talking about putting new gutters on the home because we feel that's probably part of the problem. When you walk out, we have some very bad drips in certain places where they're seamed. What do you think about seamless gutters with the topper on them? There's a local company that came in to our home, and they were very nice and explained a lot of things. We're not sure about that.
Well, do you have access to the Internet?
I can at work, yes, sir.
Yeah, I would. When you go back to work and if you're on a break and you're allowed to surf, go to my website, askthebuilder.com, and in my roofing section, I have a column or two about gutter guards, and that's actually how you'll find it. It just says gutter guards.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you. I'll be painfully honest.
I apologize.
That's all right. I have yet to find a gutter guard that does what they claim it will do. In other words, every single gutter guard manufacturer that I've seen has said that you will never have to clean your gutters again. And that simply is not true. It is not true. And some of these gutter guard products fail in the first season. And they never fail in the fall. They do all the gutter guards do a great job of keeping big leaves out of the gutters. But they all fail in the springtime when the trees release just very small pieces of things. Like, for example, like our maple tree has got those little helicopters.
And we have a huge one out front and a huge one out back.
Yeah, okay. And also, get this. Sometimes in certain years, the trees will start to bud, you know, where it's producing the little flower, and then it's going to make that helicopter seed, you know. And then we get a cold snap, and it freezes the bud. Haven't you ever noticed that some years you don't get any helicopters?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, what happens is then that tree releases all that ruined seed, like zygotes, you know. In other words, they never made it to a seed yet. And that stuff rains down on your roof, and all that stuff clogs up the gutter guards or gets sucked into the gutter itself. And what you end up with is this layer of muck in your gutter after a few years. And the gutter guards that have these solid tops on them, you can't even get a hose inside your gutter if you wanted to clean it out. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just get furious at some of these companies with some of their claims. And the best part is, I've got the photographic proof of what I'm talking about. I've tested so many gutter guards, it's not even funny. I just tested another one this spring. A guy brought it over to my house. He said, I'm telling you this is going to work. I just looked at it. I said, this thing's going to fail within 10 days. And he couldn't believe me. And, of course, it did. And I've got photographs to prove it. So I urge you to go to the website. And here's the thing. The prices they charge for some of these products.
It's very expensive.
It is. Let me tell you, I tell you on the website to do the math. In other words, if you just get regular gutters, actually, you probably don't even need new gutters. As far as sealing the gutters that you have now, if you just get up there and clean the inside of the gutter out with soap and water, and wherever there a seam is, you get some of the Alcoa Gutter Seal product that we actually use when we install the gutters, and you squirt that over the seams, you know, pretty heavily.
Yes, sir.
I think your leaks are going to go away. You're going to be just fine.
Well, this is it's a very expensive thing, and I thought you would have to clean them. They say if they ever need cleaned, they'll clean them.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, if you believe that, I've got a bridge or two to sell you.
I know. That's the reason for the call.
And here's the thing. Get this. Do the math. In other words, I'll bet you could find quite a few decent roofing contractors that for $50 or $60, they will come over and clean your gutters out. You see what I mean? They'll come and clean them. So if you have to hire them three times a year, you know, like once in the fall and twice in the spring, or twice in the fall and once in the spring, see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So you're popping out $180 a year, let's just say. Let's just say $200 to make it even. So how many years can you clean your gutters, you know, if you hold back $3,000 or $4,000?
10.
Yeah. See what I mean? And not only that, that's not even counting the interest you can get on your money, or if you take that $3,000 and put it in a conservative stock, you know, like a pretty good stock, you know, you'll always have your money. You know what I'm trying to say? That stock will keep kicking out $200 a year. See what I mean? And at the end of the 10 years, you still got your $3,000.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail from these companies. I don't care. I've been getting it for years. I tell the truth. I don't think they tell the truth. So that's how I feel about them. And I'll debate them on the air. Because I've got the photos, man. And I, you know what I always tell them when they get in contact with me? I say, you know what? Why don't you give me your customer list? Can you tell me where you've installed these gutters over the past 5 years? And I say, the reason I'm asking this is I said, I'm going to go to their houses right now. I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to take my ladder, and we're going to go look to see how clean the gutters are. And they never give me the list of customers. Never. So what does that tell you?
I'll believe it. Well, yeah. My mother had the guard put on where you just, it's just the plastic guard. You can get it at the home stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to get up there and get all the little helicopters out of that.
Yep.
The other problem is last year when there was a lot of ice and freezing and thawing, they blocked.
Yeah.
Couldn't get to them. She had water pouring into her home.
Right. See that? My house is surrounded by trees. I do not have any gutter guards. I just don't. Because what I do is I'll tell you how I clean mine. I kind of do this religiously. You know, in the fall, luckily, we often have a lot of dry weather. So I've got one of those handheld electric, like, leaf blowers. And luckily, I have a roof that I can walk on. So I just get up on the roof, and I walk around the roof, and I just blow the leaves right out of the gutters. I mean, they just go right out. They just fly out of the gutters, you know, and it only takes me about 15 minutes to do the job. And I just go around and do it, like, you know, maybe twice a week, and I just don't have any problems. And then it just gets a little tougher in the spring because we have all that wet weather. So there I can't use the blower. I have to kind of do it by hand. But, oh, well, you know.
I hate it. We have a two-story, and I hate my husband being up there.
Yeah, I know.
Older,
so. That's why, in your case, I'm just telling you, you're going to hire somebody to do it. You're going to hire somebody and just let them take care of it. And all I suggest is make sure when you hire that company, before you do, you just make them prove that they've got workman's compensation.
Okay.
You know, make them give you a copy of their certificate so that if they get hurt on your house, you're scot-free.
Okay.
All righty.
So
I know that company's going to hate me, but you know what? You can tell them to call me if they want. I don't care.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Susan, thanks for calling WGRR.
All righty.